This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hi, I'm George Norrie, and welcome to the new iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Like us on Facebook, tell your friends, and share us with everyone. This is an exciting new network that will feature podcasts of the paranormal, supernatural, and the unexplained. Now please sit back and enjoy Dark Becomes Light with Heidi Hollis.
Welcome to our podcast. Please be aware the thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are their thoughts and opinions only and do not reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. We would like to encourage you to do your own research and discover the subject matter for yourself.
Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Welcome to my show. Remember, each week, this is the place you go to when you want to hear the latest when it comes to anything out of the ordinary, from shadow people to Hat Man, angels to aliens. I don't care if Loch Ness Monster has taken residence in your local pond. You will hear about it here because people tend to write me and tell me about it. And I invite you to do exactly that. Go to HeidiHollis.com or ShadowFolks.com. Tell me all the details. Tell me what's going on. Tell me what the rumor is in your neighborhood. Tell me what somebody in your family is known to have done or experienced a long time ago or recently. Tell me what you've experienced. Tell me what people haven't been able to accept that has happened to you. And I mean near-death experiences. A lot of people feel really isolated when those things happen. Tell me about it. I have covered it. Why? Well, because usually it always starts off with having experienced something myself and learning, growing, naming shadow people, Hat Man, giving the definition out there to the world, and just going forward with it every single day, hoping people get the right message versus the wrong message that a lot of people are sprinkling out there using my information. That's not okay because it's creating so much confusion out there. Gotta rectify it. Have to. It has just been, oh my gosh. I get some emails that just make me just, oh, absolutely horrifically sad for them because they get the wrong vibe. They get the wrong ideas. Shadow people are not a problem. Oh, they're okay. They're not going to hurt you. Oh man. No. We have got to put our ethereal foot down with these things. And I haven't been talking for a couple of decades on this stuff just to have it go backwards. So please spread the word. If you want to get the proper information, go to shadowfolks.com. I put it all there. And also, I have a Facebook group, which is Shadow People and Hat Man Group. Experiencer group. So people go there and share about what it is they've experienced, what they know. And, you know, I have got to tell you guys too, on my group, I try to keep things on the level with what I know works to help people in various situations. Okay. And there's a lot of misinformation where people are like, you know, go ahead and sprinkle some tar stuff here and sprinkle that over there and that should get rid of them. And it's like, hold on, where'd that come from? I don't understand. I admit, and having a bias because I know a method that works. I have no people from all sorts of beliefs and whatnot, but I do focus more on a Christian perspective in dealing with these things because I know that they've worked. And that is my background. Though I have known people of different beliefs to be able to have some successes. It's very cultural. It's like where and your mind, heart, and soul is God, the creator, you know, put that energy there to clear these things out. And I have heard of people having some successes and, but ultimately sprinkling some Jesus on it. That's what does it. just got to keep it real. People are so comfortable in saying the devil, I got to be more comfortable. And we all have to be more comfortable in saying, look, Jesus, the only one I know that helped me out of this situation. So there it is. There it is. And so don't forget, go to my main website, HeidiHollis.com or ShadowFolks.com and tell me your stories. I swear this week, I think I got 3 or 4 emails from people saying, boy, do I have some really good emails for you. And stories, but let me know if you want them. I'm like, what? What is that? Of course, send it. Tell me. And if you have drawings, if you have video, just email it to HeidiHollis@gmail.com. Yep, and I will get those. Oh my goodness, you guys, guess what today is? Today is all about your emails, your stories. These are my favorite types of shows. They just are because I really enjoy diving in and it's amazing to me because I'm always growing. I'm always learning. I do not have all the answers, but I sure do my best after having lived the nightmare of growing up in a haunted house and seeing UFOs and having what can most closely be thought of as near-death experiences repeatedly. it's a long story. And yeah, just so much. And then, of course, coming across topics that I didn't have a name for until I just, you know, came up with something and it stuck. Shadow People and Hat Man. And you'll find all that information out there in the world now. And proud to say I've been making some waves. And you know what, you guys? Another thing you got to check out sometime. You got to go to my paranormal comic strip. Follow me on Instagram at The Outlanders Comic. It has Bigfoot. It has Loch Ness. It has aliens. It has shadow people. It has all of it. All of it. Because it's paranormal. Speaking of paranormal and on with the show, I have to share something with you guys. Because every so often I like to share personal experience that I have had. And before getting into some of your personal experiences, just because, you know, helps us to get to know each other, right? So, you know, I got to tell you, way back when I was in college and I had a lot of interactions with a being that myself and my college roommate had some exchanges with and chatted with, and it's the basis of my book, The Secret War, the first book that I ever wrote, and it is the book that introduced the topic of shadow people to the world. And so get this, all right? So we all have met people who love crystals. I love crystals. I think they're beautiful. But there are some people that, you know, have a crystal for everything, right? Or a rock or a stone that could absorb and make like the world go round or clear something out, or they charge it up under their pillow even. Gosh, I've seen so many things when it comes to crystals, but I especially love it on jewelry, you know? They have them in watches and other instruments and stuff because they help focus energy. I mean, they're rather unique. So, but this being that I had a lot of interaction with while I was in college mentioned how humankind likes to put a lot of attention into their crystals. And I'm like, well, yeah, they're pretty. And, you know, I like to observe and never knock down what people feel to be true for themselves, right? And it's like, wow, you know, I don't know. One of my friends said that they got over depression because they charged up their crystal with so much positive energy that it went a long way for them. So I'm like, kudos for them, right? Well, this being told myself and a friend that, well, they seem to have this notion that these crystals are like the crystals we have access to. And I'm like, you know, what's different with your crystals? And turns out they said that there are crystals assigned to people. And they have like a soul of a sort inside of them that records your life. Yeah. I don't understand it. They said it's not quite like a soul like you or I have, but like something sentient that records, observes, and takes in what it is that we are doing. And apparently, beings are able to access these. And I'm talking about beings that are, the ones that I know of, associating themselves with God, the source, and not saying God is the source. I'm saying the source is like a, it's a whole other story. But anyways, just like these separate bits that work for the whole of good, okay? These beings would consider themselves, having been called a lot of names over time, as something angelic even. So, yeah. So isn't that something that they said that their crystals are able to be charged up with elements of your life and your soul and to be able to access it and see where you might need encouragement or help or something like that. And I'm like, wow, you know, but interesting. Yeah, and people, you know, I have to be my own devil's advocate on this because people are like, you believe everything an alien told you or something? It's like, you know, I haven't seen it for myself. So I can't say that, yeah, 100% this is the truth of things. But that being, I didn't know him to lie much about anything. Sometimes not be so clear about the truth of things. Like, you know, not a half truth, but just not going to go there kind of thing. Like, let's not complicate things. But are the same beings that told me about the shadow people phenomenon and how they were related more to the alien phenomenon, though they are demonic as well. So shadow people, hat man phenomenon. And yeah, so it's a big, long, juicy story. So there you have it. But again, I've written about this, 1997, I wrote the book, The Secret War. It used to be called The Heavens Speak of the Battle. And I am about to put it back into print and yeah, and just kind of go there and put all that out there again. Because I thought, you know, I'm kind of retiring the book. I put it into ebook and boy, have I had a demand like, oh, where's that book? I want it in print. I'm like, oh. I guess I better get on that. So I will be putting that back into print sooner than later and also into audiobook, just so you guys know. But yeah, you guys, I've got some really interesting emails I'm just grabbing randomly out here. And we're going to touch on those and see where they lead us. All right. Well, fasten your seatbelts. Because they're always fascinating. All right, you are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Stick around. We'll be right back with your email in the Outlandish Corner.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Holland, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. As promised, I have your emails here. This is a random drawing out of my email account. And it always amazes me how sometimes they just seem to fall in line. But I'm telling you, the last couple of shows, they did not. It didn't have quite a pattern. I don't know. It always is, a toss-up. We just don't know what we're going to get. But, I see a really huge, huge email. So I can't wait to dive into that one. But I think I'm going to take the smaller one first, just so I can have the most time with this big one. All right. So jumping into the outlandish corner, I don't know, dark becoming light corner. I don't know. I'm just going to say the outlandish corner. And let's see what we got here. This one says, hi, Heidi. I'm like, hey, what's going on? I was listening to you on Coast to Coast AM. Well, cool. Couldn't believe it when I heard you mention the lady being mocked by the babushka lady. Babushka lady? I lived in a very haunted house for 14 years here in Alabama. I have so many stories I could tell you. It was literally something different every day. This is a short email. I wish you wrote about it. That'd been cool. This is the first time I've heard reference to the mocking. I'm trying to remember. I've been on Coast to Coast several times, and sometimes shows will be re-aired, and I'm not sure I recall this one in particular, but let's see if it gets jostled in my memory. All right, so first time I've ever heard a reference to the mocking. I was lying down to take a nap one day, and my boyfriend came in the bedroom with me. We sell on eBay full time. Oh, that's cool. I told him to please keep an eye on our accounts in case we got any emails from customers. He left the bedroom and shut the door. Okay. I turned on my side, and like 5 seconds after he left the room, a mocking whisper voice repeated the entire sentence. I had just told my boyfriend, I got goosebumps. Oh, I have heard that before. It's happened to myself, and Whew, okay, all right, guys, all right, reading it. I flipped over thinking he had come back into the room, and the door was still shut. It was 100% mocking me and creepy as H-E double hockey sticks. Also, I always slept on my side, and every few months it felt like someone was tapping on my shoulder in the middle of the night. Many, many more stories, but just wanted to share this one with you. The voice sounded like a male, not a female. Thanks for letting me share. Susie, that is absolutely terrifying. Terrifying. No fun. No bueno. No. No. Babushka lady. I'm trying to remember what was that one. These things like to terrify when they're of a dark presence, right? I mean, why not? It's right there. And it's like, Oh, she thinks she's alone. Let me see if I can get close enough so she can hear me to freak the heck out of her. I'll tell you something. You know, people don't understand why these things do it. It's because they can. It's because they're there. And because they want you to exude something negative. And also, imagine that. You know, have you guys ever felt and just stopped and felt where fear comes from? Like, is it the center of your chest? Is it like your forehead? Is it oozing out of your eyeballs in tears? Where does it come from? Have you ever had it like drip, like it burns in such a hard spot? It almost is like palpable where you could feel the drip of it. I mean, I've been scared before. And I'm not a person that has like high anxiety or anything like that. I'm pretty laid back. But there's some things that could really get me riled up. And like I'd mentioned in the first segment, it's when people take this information that I've been working on for so long and try to make it their own and may even twist things, you know, but took the names, took the images, just had at it. But not one person has, you know, asked permission. They just all just kind of do this. And it's causing, you know, the harm that I've mentioned so many times here on the program. And it's like palpable almost, like this quick fuse of, oh no, you know. And it's like this, it's the closest thing that I can compare to, like the fear thing, you know. I don't startle real easy. Just ask my nephews who have tried most of their lives to get me really good and they just can't. I just don't jump. I have seen the worst things. I just don't jump. I'm like, what's a 10-year-old got on a demon from the pits of Hades, you know? I'm like, they try their little hearts out. It's hilarious and it's so cute. They're like, man, Auntie Heidi, what on earth are you made of? Like, I was laying there forever and you didn't jump. I'm like, I expect the worst. But so anyways, back to this. It's like that little drip, like, oh, what's a good horror movie where they try to capture like an ectoplasm machine from Ghostbusters where they store it, right? It's like some kind of energy they could store and access and release, right? And it's like palpable. It's something. It's an energy of something. And imagine if that sweetness is something negative is looking to feed upon. It's almost like a dripping faucet of the goo they want. So why not mock you? Why not have a laugh at your expense? Why not? Of course they would. If they're negative, it wouldn't be a loved one. It wouldn't be a loved one because they have a better understanding how fear may be evoked from you, right? They don't want that. Most times when I hear of a loved one coming to greet a person from the other side there, they get a warm, protective feeling. They get a, oh, grandma, you know? They don't get a grandma's mocking you, re-whispering, oh, no. Ooh, I get chills even thinking about it. I don't know about you guys, but it hits a certain tone with me that lets me know that was not okay. And Babushka Lady, I'm trying to remember that name in particular. No, Old Hag. Old Hag. That I am more familiar with. And that thing, it's... I haven't met her, thank God. But... it's interesting because there's two now. There's a young hag and an old hag, apparently. But there's like a kind of an attractive younger version of a black-haired, demonic, black-eyed looking thing that is taking advantage of people. And I don't get a ton of reports of her, the old hag, which is a wretched little tiny lady that is heavily wrinkled, maybe 2.5-3 feet tall, just a gross looking little thing. And then there's another kind of form of her that she might be 5 foot and just ratchet and just like choking people, sitting on them, you know, just seeing her evokes such fear. And not always, but sometimes seeing Hat Man not too far, almost as if as a minion, another minion worker of his. So I've heard of that. Not a good vibe, not a good feeling. And, you know, in different belief systems and whatnot, they might have different names for her, I'm sure. I've heard of, you know, so many different things, or people personally give it a name just so they could have a certain spot in their heart when they want to put some curse words at it. I don't know. You know, people teach their own, but it's been interesting to hear about over the years. But yeah, you know, I think there's a lot of different forms of mocking that takes place as well. And I think one of the worst ones personally I've experienced, and it gets brought up a lot with other people, so I can't help but to think that it's probably one of the worst that they've experienced, is when these things will say your name. Because it is such a ingrained thing in you to want to respond. So if you close your eyes and somebody calls your name, isn't there an opening, a special opening in your ears, you know, to go, oh, yes? And what worries me about that is you're kind of opening up a communicative line. How's that? Communication, you know, even though you're not meaning to, but it's like, they said your name. You're turning towards it as a yes. And ooh, man, have I had some horrible experiences with that. And they always have to be close, and it's always a wispy Heidi. No, Heidi is not responding. Heidi wants to leave right now. I've so many people have had that happen, and it is just not cool. All right. So I feel that's mocking, because they're looking for a way in. They're looking for that fear button. Like, where is that? I just know I put that fear button around here somewhere. Let me call her name. See if that works. Oh, it works. It works. The button is right there. Oh, my goodness. But yeah. So thank you, Susie, for taking the time to write. And of course, Susie, write your other stories here. I am more than open to it. Never will say no. People think they're writing too much. No, tell me more. All right, you guys, we will be right back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Oh, just as I promised, I have a massive email. I am really interested to see where it goes, where it takes us, because these big ones are quite the journey, aren't they? And I like to take my time. I like to take my time and decipher. All right, so I'm going to start right away. This one says, hello, Heidi. So yesterday at around 5:30 p.m., oh, this is rather a recent. Oh, you know what? I know this name. This one is somebody in my Shadow People and Hatman Experiencer group on Facebook. And I asked them to send it in. I always tell people on the group, I'm like, hey, you know, share this because maybe we can dive in a little bit deeper. But I don't quite recall the story because I get so many of them. All right. Okay. But this name is unique. So yesterday, 5:30 p.m., I laid on the couch not feeling very well. I fell into a dream where I could see people talking to one another. I could hear the noise of the background, people chattering. But when I tried to interact with the people in my dream, they couldn't see nor hear me. Oh, that's frustrating. I've had that kind of thing happen as well. But all right. I tried talking to people, but no sound would come out of my mouth. I tried getting in front of the people in my dreams as well to get their attention, but they were looking right through me as if I was unable to be seen and not there at all. Then all of a sudden, I was back in my living room on my couch in the dark, and the Hat Man was crouching beside my waist. His feet on the couch, crouching over me, sitting on his heels. Okay, all right, I got that picture. This is a very common position that he's in. I mean, you guys, can you imagine? All right, you're laying there and somebody's on their heels and they're watching you. And what does that position even tell you? They're up to no good, right? If your kid is doing it, if your nephews are trying to scare you doing it, you know they're up to no good. All right. So he's sitting on his heels. And he was sucking my soul out of my body. What did I say? No good. That's horrific. Oh, it makes me so mad. There goes that little the anger. In a black, smoky stream. Okay, so, all right, you guys. This person is heavily involved in a dream state, right? And they're not able to be seen walking among people. Was it a dream? Were they really out of body? Were they bilocating? Were they... that's something that I've learned a new word doing, astral projecting, you know, for all we know, this person might be, somebody who has, certain gifts or something, abilities and extends themselves only for something to take advantage, like Hat Man, because hello, that's a specialty. All right. Let's continue. I could see my soul as the stream of black smoke that was transferring from my stomach to his mouth. Oh, nasty chills. And I could actually feel it being pulled from my body. Do you hear this? Shadow people, Hat Man, causing no harm out there to people. Right. See why I get so mad? Oh, this is horrible. This is horrible. To actually have the chance to witness it, that's just crazy. I can't imagine that feeling of horror. I was getting a tingly sensation and starting to feel as if I was floating. There were also two other black, smoky, non-solid beings with beady, red glowing eyes floating at my feet. Minions called shadow people is what I call them. My immediate reaction was full-fledged panic. I don't blame you. But then I remembered the things I was told in this group. That's my shadow people and Hat Man experiencer group. I tell people, call on Jesus, start praying, even. So And that's what they say. It touched me like I didn't expect that. That's beautiful. So I started reciting the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, and so on. At first, he kept sucking the soul out of my body. But by the time I got to the part that says, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, his arms and sleeves turned white. He keeled over my torso like he was hurt. He grabbed the back of the couch as if he was steadying himself. I'm tickled. I am tickled. This story is starting to come back to me a little bit. Like, it's like you gut punched him by sprinkling a little Jesus on it. You guys hearing this? Are you feeling this? Because this is awesome. This is so awesome. All right. Okay. All right. This is so awesome. He keeled over my torso like he was hurt. He grabbed the back of the couch as if he was steadying himself. All right, everybody imagine this. That man took a gut punch and he's like, oh. Then the wispy black smoke that he was made of turned white and he vanished. You can't hang, dude. You can't hang. That was amazing. I didn't see what had happened to the other entities at my feet, as I was more focused on trying to get Hat Man to stop sucking my soul out of my body. Ooh-wee, I have to tell you guys, Hat Man must be ticked at me. Oh, man. I just love hearing about this. Ooh, I take it as a compliment when he gets ticked off and get a gut punch like that. Oh, that's funny. I actually have tears. Oh, that's so amazing. I don't know what it means that the other smoky red-eyed entities were there, but I haven't seen them since I was little. Oh, huh. Well, those are shadow beings. I don't know how you're describing. Oh, smoky red-eyed. Yeah, those are shadow people. They're not exactly people. They're just kind of, kind of smoky, kind of have a form to them. Not always really a good solid form, but when they have eyes like that, you could see that there's an outline to them usually. But yeah, wow. Okay. So you continue, say, I see Hat Man a lot. He has never attempted to suck my soul out though. Yeah. Okay. You guys pay attention who have written me saying, I see him a lot. He hasn't caused any harm to me. I don't think he's there to do anything awful. Well, he warms up to you, and then he tries to do these types of things, and it only takes one good time. One good time. You were talking about your body getting tingly. As you were dying, as he was taking from you, I mean, he was aiming to kill you, unfortunately. I hate to say that. Yeah. And if he found a weak spot, he's going to work on that weak spot. And, you know, it may not be your fault. You know, it could be that you do have some kind of special insight. You could have an illness. You could, have a bad day, a little depression. Or you could have, I don't know, some people like to drink a little bit and your defenses are down. You know, it happens. All right. So to continue. So I don't know if it is an inclination that other bad things are going to start to happen or what. I know right now I'm being checked for cancer. Oh, I'm so sorry. So I don't know if that is linked somehow. And we're just mentioning that. And or if bad things are to come or what. Oh, you know, he might have been trying to work on it. He might have been trying to encourage that to be a problem for you. It's hard to know. Let's hope and pray that you don't have cancer. Let's hope that when you sprinkled that Jesus on him, that it got rid of it. If he was trying to start it, you know. But that experience, she continues, that experience rattled the crap out of me and gave me a panic attack. Well, you know, if anything ever should be deserving of a panic attack, it's Hat Man trying to suck your soul out into his mouth. And as you're being approached for a horrible, scary diagnosis, yeah, I understand. All right, continuing. It was the utmost scariest experience encounter I've ever had with Hatman in the other entities. And I'm hoping that because Hatman turned white, then vanished, that he will never come back. Whew. Yeah. Well, I mean, you're part of the group. I have a document there on how to bless your space to make sure he doesn't come back. And I also have it in my other two books called The Hat Man. So I have a couple of those out there. So, all right. I don't know about you guys, but I'm just kind of stuttering in my head of that kind of horror and terror that this person went through. I cannot fathom it. It is just so bad. All right. Continuing. I'm very stressed out right now. Oh yeah. And mentally not in a great headspace, as I am dealing with pretty serious things in life right now that are just mentally draining me. So I don't know of that and what it could be and why they came or not. Oh, the list goes on. I would also like to mention that I could hear my cat beside my head growling and hissing while Hatman was trying to suck my soul out. Well, go, kitty. Oh, my gosh. That's awesome that your cat was defending you. You know what? I'm going to continue this after the break. You guys are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. To continue with that wonderful email, conquering Hatman, but also being highly stressed, having dealt with such a thing, I totally understand. But I want to continue because there's a lot more to go. All right. Hatman sucking the soul out of this poor woman's body and says, I've had every man in my life that I have wholeheartedly loved have something bad happen to them. Okay. I have only been close with the men in my family, like my grandfather, my father, my uncle, etc. My grandfather died when I was 7, major heart attack at the age of 53. Wow. My dad died when I was 13, liver failure. My uncle died when I was 19, blood clot to the heart. Ugh. After a freak accident falling 30 stories while repairing hydro lines. Oh my goodness. My first boyfriend, after we split up, got in a deadly car accident and lost his life. My next relationship was with the man that fathered my son, and he broke his neck at my baby shower, slipping and falling into a backyard pool. It was the way he hit the water that broke his neck and rendered himself a quadriplegic. This is a lot of tragedy. This is a lot of tragedy. And all of those experiences were before I was 20 years old. And my next relationship, my ex-husband, whom I was with for 20 years, and he was very abusive, whom fathered my daughter, is now hooked on serious drugs. I also lost both my son and daughter on my last birthday. Oh my goodness. My son had to be revived by paramedics, and my daughter had to be rushed to the emergency room and almost lost her life as well. It has only ever been the people that I care about in my life that seem to suffer serious consequences for being loved by me. I have been seeing Hat Man my whole life, since I was about 4 or 5. Ugh. And he has always followed me everywhere I have gone, from home to home. You see, this person is seeing a pattern. I see a pattern, but we'll see where this goes. All right. I would also like to add that I'm not sure if he follows me because of my unique gifts. Oh, gifts? Oh, okay, all right. Well, all right. As I am a seer, which is basically like a psychic. I have prophetic dreams and I see flashes of the future while I'm awake as well. Visions of still images or like a short clip, 5 to 10 seconds of a certain person doing something. And I have had these gifts since I was little, being able to foretell the future, the good and bad things to come. All right, I got to say something here. I feel like it's just so fascinating to me. I was talking about, you know, maybe this person is gifted and this might be what's attracting Hat Man. Usually that is the case. He doesn't want people to be able to see what he is up to, because then you could warn the next person. And also he tries to control people to question their abilities, to not want to see, to not want to experience. And he's right there, front and center. And he thought he had you. He thought he had you, trying to suck your soul out. Isn't that something, guys? This is not a coincidence. This is not a coincidence. And all these patterns of negative things happening to this person. Ooh. We got to get into that. But, you know, something that you're saying here about these 5 to 10 seconds of certain people doing certain things, I get what I call like a deja vu flash forward. Like when I get a deja vu, I get, this is for me personally, to get like the next 10 seconds of information of what's going to happen as well. I don't know if that's what you're speaking of here, but it sounds like it. And also like the vision stuff, I don't have good words for it either. It's just sometimes these things happen, and it's kind of like how a deja vu happens. You can't control it. It just happens. Boom. And I never, ever call myself as being a psychic or anything like that, because I feel too ordinary for that. and to say, ooh, I've got something that somebody else doesn't have. It's odd for myself, because I'm comfortable in talking about a lot of things, but to say psychic or something, I just say I have a lot of bad luck or weird luck. I don't know. Maybe one day I'll get more comfortable with that. But anyways, continuing. All right. My whole family and all of my friends have experienced my unique gifts throughout the years, and they all know to take my visions and dreams seriously. Okay. I'm also able to communicate with spirits. Yeah, it's interesting that your friends and family are open. That's awesome. That's rare. Communicate with spirits, like hear them speaking, and they speak back, and I speak back to them. And all of this has been since I was little. I would like to also add that with a few of my encounters with Hat Man, that I have also seen small, little, oh, here it is, 3 to 4 foot tall aliens off to the side of Hat Man. What have I told you guys? Huh? What have I told you? People are like, oh, somebody is saying this is new information that Hat Man are connected to aliens from the get-go. My book written in 97. Hat Man, Shadow People, aliens. They are all connected. So, yeah, very fascinating that you're mentioning him right here. I get these emails. I do. It's funny because, you know, they'll be intermittent, like an alien came one night. Next night I saw shadow people or I saw a hat man. So seeing him right alongside of them happens. It's not common that people will write and tell me about it, but it's awesome. I get it, though. I have had other encounters with those beings, but am not comfortable with talking about it as it terrifies me. Wow, isn't that interesting? So the aliens terrify you more than Hat Man, who try to suck your soul out. I think the Hat Man is the worst of the worst, but, you know, to each their own. I get it. I'm not sure if they follow me because of these unique gifts or not, but I just thought I would mention it. If there's anything you'd like to know, please feel free to message me. Thank you, Avril. See, that's a unique name. That's how I remembered this person was in my group. You know, Avril, that is, wow. Yes, yes and yes. I think that they were targeting you because you are able to experience and take in other things. If you're getting visions and whatnot, yeah, Hatman hates that. And he tries to control that. And he tries to intimidate starting with you as a child. That's pretty common. Yeah. Him having the aliens right next to him, he meant business, girlfriend. That's what that means. He was like, all right, we got to really think on this one. We got to conquer this one because she's really coming into her own element. And, you know, when you have a great safety net of wonderful people around you, and like you said, you're only really close to these males in your life, yeah, he would try to pick them out and take them down. He would. For myself, when I, you know, entering these topics, especially when it went to the Hat Man guy, I knew years beforehand when I spoke of him directly that there was something different going on with him. But every time I took a step towards speaking on it, everybody around me would be like, Heidi, whatever it is that you're working on, please stop. I can't sleep. Things are happening, and they didn't want to talk about what they're seeing, what they're hearing and experiencing, but they knew it was something connected to me. And I just had to say, all right, guys, guess what? Too many people are suffering. I have to speak on this. You just have to put your defenses up. And then I gave the help that I knew to protect themselves, the blessing, the prayer. It helped. It worked. Plain and simple. And then I kept going forward. And yeah, Hat Man hates my guts and feelings are mutual. But yes, so yeah, he is something that would target somebody just like you. You're a perfect category for him to aim and bring all he's got to throw at you. And of course he would take down your safety net of good, positive people, friends and family around you. My dad had a saying that, you're not going to get out of this life alive, Heidi. I'm like, you're right, Dad. Something has to take you out, at some point, but yours were rather tragic. I get it. It's like, it's, you know, what is this target that's painted on me? And it may have been connected to him, unfortunately. I don't like to say, you know, yippee or anything. But it's like, yeah, you must be something special that he has put so much effort towards you, because that is so very typical of people who are super talented to have so much done. And, you know, people feel like a victim. I say soar above that, because there's something about you that he doesn't want out in this world. And he has gotten close to tapping into the source of you, but no, you're too powerful and you came back and you smacked him. I am so glad and so happy that my group, Shadow People and Hat Man Experiencer group on Facebook was helpful to you. And we're going strong with it. And, you know, you guys, if you want to join that group, you know where it's at. So, Avril, I want to thank you so much for writing me. This is amazing and quite the story and quite the example for others to follow. And I'm glad that you did send in your story to the show so others can benefit in hearing about it. You guys, Don't forget, go to my main website, HeidiHollis.com or ShadowFolks.com, and tell me your stories. Tell me what's going on out there. And also reach out to me on social media at @1HeidiHollis. You'll find me on Twitter and Instagram at the same @1, Heidi Hollis. And tell me what's going on. If there's something I help you with right away, and I can, I will. This is an all-out battle. We're all in this together. And I'm not slowing my roll, so you don't either. And keep sprinkling some Jesus on it, and you'll go a long way. I'm telling you, it works. And this is a perfect example. And Hat Man hanging out with his alien cronies and little shadow people, red-eyed demons. Let them shudder, okay? They'll shudder down. All right, you guys, this has been fabulous. We have come to the bottom of another fabulous program. You have been listening to Darker Comes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio at Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. We'll see you next time. Stay safe, everybody. Goodbye.
Well, if you liked this edition of Dark Becomes Light, wait till you hear the next one. You've been listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.